Blog Talk Radio.
No, that's true.
Look, shout out to David Johnson and Big March and Security of the Metal Sphere. Let me do this real quick, man. I want to build on your point. We go to the call. You know, now back in the day, you know how things used to be, like even in the 90s. Don't seem like it's been that long ago, but it's been that long ago, you know, 20 years. If you were, like, gay in the black community, it was, like, a no-no. If you were, you know, certain things that's going on today, which is cool, you know, like now, like, in the NBA, like, actually swapping jerseys and shit and hanging out with, you know, ball players in the offseason, that's a no-no. You know what I mean? Like, the Damian Lillard taking that game-winning shot, like, 50 feet, never, right? So there are certain things that was just – but one thing that was not cool to be in the black community, I think it's even worse than being gay, was being fat as a woman. That was really bad. Like, it was something to be shamed on. People would make fun of you like shit if you were a fat-ass person, male or female, especially little kids. Here's the situation now. Now on social media, if you fat and you got some big titties, and you take all your pictures from here, you can get a million followers on Instagram. So Tinder and other social media apps and guys, when I'm coming out tomorrow with She Hit the Wall, but still entitled Part 2. Shout out to the Manosphere. That episode actually got 8,000 views. I was shocked, right? Here's the problem, though. Check this shit out. Now, big women are so entitled on the internet, they actually can tell you what the fuck they want. Don't believe me? I would read something, right? They can tell you no short niggas, no broke niggas. This is a motherfucker that got like 3 kids, 47, or whatever. Why? The internet and niggas, I blame these black men, have made it such that women who would be considered unattractive and usually are still unattractive for most things, desperate guys have made these chicks feel like they are important. But here's a situation that these women don't understand. Number one, you're still on dating apps. So obviously, you can't get nobody to marry you because you're still on Tinder and Match and all this other stuff, right? But here's the situation. Big women and single moms are the target of hard dicks. And a lot of these women don't understand that. These guys, you are just pretty much literal fucking bags for the most part for guys. But they don't understand that, oh, shit, these motherfuckers don't really like me. They just trying to fuck me. But the thing about it is now the reason why we have the entitlement is because of a lot of black guys who just want to screw these chicks. Now, I will say this. I don't know when it comes to somebody made the point. Big white women got an advantage over big black women. Let me say this. Big white women got the advantage over big black women. I gotta say that, yes. A big white woman will beat a thick, beautiful black woman and getting married to a black man 17 days a week. And it's only 7 days a week. It's the truth. It's the truth. That's another part of something like that. We got a lot of the debates right here, LAR. I will say, after these calls, I'm whooped in this debate. I know you're sleepy, but you didn't brought your ass on the show. Big white women will beat thick black women and getting married all the time. This black man is not going to marry that beautiful black. I'm going to tell you why. Because he thinks that black woman, her attitude is fucked up, which she probably is. She's asking for too much. He can't deal with her. That big white woman is going to bring money to the table. She's going to be putting on half or 80% of the rent. She's going to be triggering and doing all kinds of shit and treat him like a fucking king. That big white woman beats a good-looking black woman every day of the fucking week with black men. That's the truth. It's the fucking truth. And you stick right there, Leo. Hold on a second. But we'll have that debate. You guys call in. Leo Master on the NBC. Hold on. Call in. Debate me on that right now. 646-668-2519. This is the Brother Teal. Okay, we're gonna take some calls. LAR, you disagree with me on that one? Okay, hold on. Let me get some calls real quick. Let me do this real quick. Wait, I can go down. Swag boy, don't send it to Patreon, dog. What's up?
What's up, man? I'm going to keep it cool tonight, man. Good show, man. Good topic. Check this out. I said before, when dudes mess with fat girls, it's a reflection of their confidence. Today I was doing on-field training with a client, and I told him, let me see his approaching skills. And he was approaching a majority of fat girls. And I asked him, why are you approaching fat girls? And he says he don't think he could get a better, decent-looking girl. So I explained to him why he should not fuck with fat girls, because him fucking with a fat girl is not a good look for him. And also, I told him messing with fat girls is very unhealthy. When you mess with a fat girl, she's more likely to have or develop diabetes, high blood pressure. She's also more liable to have a stank vagina, because what happens when your insides as a woman is not working right, your vagina releases toxins. It releases nasty stank secretion. So this is why you should not mess with BBWs, which also stands for broke boys women. Come on now. I just had to let y'all know that, man.
Go ahead, Reverend. But let me ask you, have you ever messed with a big girl before?
Absolutely, I have. I have in the beginning. Absolutely, right. I have. I have in the beginning.
What? Give me a story, man.
What happened? I mean, just going through the motions and the growing pains. You know what? I mess with fat girls when I wasn't cold approaching. You know what I mean? When I was waiting to get chills going, and when a fat girl chose me, and I accepted it because I had low self-esteem. You know what I mean? That's why I mess with fat girls. But when I knew who I was as a king, and I started cold approaching because God said you should cold approach, swag boy, instead of waiting for fat girls to choose you. You should see a beautiful looking girl, evaluate her, talk to her, and go for it. That's when I stopped messing with fat girls, because I knew I could do better. And that's what cold approaching taught me. I could do better in a snap of fingers. Come on, O'Shea. You know what I'm talking about, man.
Did you have all the Herschel Walker shades, though, when you was doing it?
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Swagged out, man! Hey, yo, O'Shea, stop playing. Let me send you some shades, man. Stop playing, man.
Man, you ain't about to have me get shot down with the motherfuckers, though. Nigga, hold on. I already know you didn't put my thing on. I got my little...
I do.
You know what I'm talking about?
Alright, yo, dude, yo, Shay, finish doing your thing, man. Tell me, follow Swagboy 360, man.
My lady was a sip of the tea. Go subscribe to Swagboy 360. Comment in the chat, man. I'll make you a moderator, man. That's Swagboy. Alright,
cool.
Alright, y'all, let me go ahead and give him the applause real quick. Y'all call it the best.
What's going on, bro? I'm from Maryland, yeah.
What's up with that?
Man, I'm just chilling. Like, I'm trying to call into your topic about big girls. That's definitely facts, that we say that we don't like them, but we fucking them on the low.
Right.
But I say this, I mean, I just came back from school. So I go to school in Pittsburgh, right? And I was on the little Bumble thing. And what you see on Bumble and what actually ends up happening ain't the same thing. So this bitch come over here and we got a pool in our apartment, and we sitting here in the hot tub, and I'm just like, oh my god, like, what's going on if somebody catches me? And my dude, he caught me, and he was like, oh, who is that? I said, oh, no, it's not what you think. I'm with the Boys and Girls Club. She's with the Boys and Girls Club. I'm just mentoring her. She got family issues. So I ended up just telling her to go, and Yeah, I just told her to go and said to myself, I was like, oh, my God, this shit is crazy. And
so you end up fucking
her? Oh, no, not that one. There were some couple ones from the club, from the bar we went through. Not that one. That one was real bad.
Oh, okay.
Not that one, but some other ones in the club. Yeah. Just bring them. Yeah, just secretly. You got to do it at like midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. You can't be caught lacking. You got to do it. Quietly.
Okay. You was telling me you love him and shit?
No.
You didn't think about it, huh?
No. I definitely wasn't. No.
You ain't gotta lie, man. I ain't gonna tell nobody. Ain't nobody.
Nobody tell. Nobody tell him that. All right, bro.
No. Don't hang up, dog. So before you fucked him, you like, yeah, girl. Me and you gonna be a big team together. I mean, well, you know, you are big, baby, but you know, yo, my luck, you is bigger than the both of us, and that's real big. You told her that, huh? She's like, oh, you
know, that is facts. I'm like, I'm about 6'2". I'm like 165, maybe 70 on a good day. I mean, so many of
so
them. One girl told me, she said,
10.
I got a couple pounds on you. What's
so
up?
You over there look like the number 10 with a bitch. You the one, and she's zero, huh?
Basically.
Okay. So why you mess with the big one, man? Is it because you know you have a hard time getting the good looking ones? I know Maryland got some fine black chicks out there, boy. You can't get
another. It's not even that. It's just the obesity got to such an extent. Everywhere you look at, they all big. So it doesn't even really matter at this point.
Okay. How long you been listening to my channel, dog?
Actually, since like 2 weeks ago. About.
All right, you like it?
It's pretty dope. You funny, though.
Hey, man, go subscribe to my main channel, O.J. Duke Jackson, too. I mean, O.J. Duke Jackson. That's my main channel. I got some more fuckery. That's my main channel. That's my backup channel, though. So go to my main channel, O.J. Duke Jackson. All of you niggas, go subscribe to my main channel, O.J. Duke Jackson. If you didn't know, I have another channel that goes down, man. But thanks for calling in, brother. I got 64,000 subscribers, so go check me out on my main channel, brother. All right. Yeah, peace. Let me go here to what we got, 773. That's Chicago. That Big Mike. What up, man? Big Mike.
You already know who this is. Big Mike in the house. And guess what?
Let me go ahead and get
the
this
house
call.
Is packed.
You know how we do over here, Kevin.
What's up, man? I got some shit to say, man.
Go ahead
that
and say
shit,
it, though.
Real shit to say. A lot of times, we do fuck with big bitches because it's kind of the lowest hanging fruit from the pole, lowest hanging fruit from the tree. That's what we end up getting. A lot of times, this is how it turns on us. You got so many niggas trying to hire the big bitches, they start getting complex that they the shit. Like, I started, you know what, in college, you know, I ain't, in high school, I ain't fucking with big girls so I think after I came home from college. And then, that's when the internet came in, like in 95, 96. And then that's when they start coming up these Yahoo groups with and sponsor BBW girls. BBW.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like this. A lot of times, a lot of guys fuck with big girls because that's all they can get. And vice versa, a lot of big girls fuck with big men because that's all they get. But it was like this. Soon they get a chance to lose their weight. Just like you said, their true colors come out. They start fucking the little guys. Because that's what's happened. I was going to these BBWs on spots, you know what I'm saying? They have other BBWs and everything. But the girls, it'd be some girls big as hell. They end up talking about, I want this. Bitch, you better can walk. There's a bitch now that when she sit down, she requires three chairs to sit down. That's how big her ass is. It was a lot of. But as soon as they go to their gastric weight loss, they lose a substantial amount of weight, they don't even fuck with big niggas no more. There was one girl, she's kind of big, she's kind of shaped, but she's shaped proportionally. I tried to holler her. This bro told me she was for an athletic built man. What the fuck you think they want? You know what I'm saying? I was like, what the fuck you think they want? I mean, how's a guy work hard to be in the gym gonna fuck with a big girl? That's like a crack counselor going dating a crackhead. That shit ain't gonna work. It'd be some of them like that, and I mean, like you said, we gotta take accountability as men. We accepted that bullshit. It was some big bitches. I'm talking about bitch so big, she on both sides of family. It be niggas all hugged up on her because, you know, like, yeah, what's up, man? She got big ass. She got big titties and shit. And then you got some of them that got all that. You got some of them got that fat steak stare. Now, I'm a big guy, but I see some of them with that fat steak stare. I'm like, did you? Because they watch under the crevices and they stank and shit. So I'm like, dude, come on now. Sure, that's why I'm right now. I'm eating right. I lost some weight. I was weighing 445. Now I'm 380. Shoot, man.
Damn, you was 485. Damn.
When we first talked online, that podcast we did together, I was 445. Mm-hmm. Man.
Damn, did you have diabetes, or you didn't have it?
No, I didn't. I had sleep apnea.
Oh,
that's why I
said,
okay. Yeah. It was some people came to me recently. I was going somewhere and they said, man, you lost a lot of weight. I said, sure, I was bigger than this. Man, but it's a lot of times you see them got these complex because there's a lot of niggas sweating them. It was one girl said, what's the sense of fucking with you? A lot of times they take these poses like they do all these positions, but you get them somewhere, all they do is lay on their back with their legs up, and you gotta hold their legs up.
No, that must be a workout.
Then, hell yeah. Then you got, then they talking about they'll do threesomes. Yes, you have to do threesomes. One boy holds their leg up, one boy then one more thing and start the dick. It is now those dogs, that's a big girl that like look nice and look good because their weight's proportionate. But you got some fat and floppy look like they're wearing a hamburger suit. And you
like a hamburger suit.
And they have to have the biggest attitude, like, ugh. Like this one girl, they call her Sugar. She said, they call me Sugar because they like this. I feel more like saccharine sugar, bitch. Man, it's like this. I give this us men. We give these hoes compliments and their shit, but they ain't. They just doo doo.
Damn, big man, you going in tonight, man? I never heard you.
I saw this shit. I was like, man, it was a few years ago. I was trying to talk to this girl. Now she a big girl, but she's safe. But soon as she got on that gastric surgery and started losing weight, man, she cut me loose like
all
she
ain't
shit. And I'm like, damn. And, you know, now I kind of see what it is. Now it gets to a point where you get self-value about yourself, like, why am I even looking at that bitch? There was one bitch I'll be on the bus. I know her. I'll be online with sometimes. And downtown Chicago, you got a lot of fine women with nice jobs. They're giving me attention now. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at this girl like, why am I bothering with your pit bull looking face? Ugh. That's why God made doggy style. So I wanted to look at your face. Man.
Oh,
it was,
all right, Big Mike.
Man.
Big Mike, man, you killed us today, man. Shout out to Big Mike. Let me just do this real quick, man. Let me just take one last call. And we go back to LAR, man. I know that's OC Lodge on the line, but let's go to 713. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? What you got, Buono?
You said what?
I said, what's
Hello?
Up? What's up? Yeah.
Nah,
what's
I'm
up?
Chilling. Nah, I'm listening to what's going on, what you're talking about. And, you know, there is some benefits to, like, you know, messing around with some of these fat chicks because, like, a lot of them be having money. And okay. I've seen a lot of niggas out here just like getting new cars. They income tax season come, they take the chicks whole income tax checks. You know, like you can cheat and they ain't tripping because they fat. You know what I'm saying? They don't got much options, so they got to live with that shit. You know, they cook good food, so I don't know. You know, teach his own. I personally wouldn't date a fat woman. But I'm just saying, I've seen some niggas do it, and they live good lives. They get to cheat on them, you know. I've never seen nobody. I've seen a couple of dudes marry some fat chicks, but not really though. But for the most part, you know, I've seen some guys live a pretty good life. You know, free food. They get to stay. You know, some chicks pay dudes car notes, pay dudes apartments. You know, because they have no choice. Don't nobody want them.
But all right. So thanks for calling in, brother. Let me say this real quick. LAR. All right, here's the thing. I think that big chicks is they be tricking. Somebody wants somebody. But I think that these women are probably spending money on the guys that will never want them. But let's go ahead and have this discussion, man. Guys, hold on a second. LAR, you there? Okay, hold on a second. Guys, do me a favor. 300 likes. I'll go ahead and give a shout out to the people in the chat. But we need 118 likes. So if you guys are in the chat, if you want me to give you a loud shout out while you were in the chat right now, help me get to 300 likes by liking the video we have right now. I'll give some shout outs to the people and the super chat. Thank you so much. LAR, go ahead and say what you want to say. Okay, so the South Park. Okay. Ha ha ha! probably a lot of them. You know, I really don't know, but let's just say for the purpose of it, they probably don't want to claim the kids, they don't want to pay no child support. But let's say I can, that's probably what it is. But let's concede the argument. Let's say you're right. Okay, that you're right. Go ahead. Well, you should have came. All right. Here's the thing. A lot of guys in Black America could actually, okay, and this is going to sound very sexist. A lot of the women in Black America can't do better. Just going to put it out there, in my opinion. Most of them cannot. Because it's like Manny Fresh said, if they could, they would. They can't, so they ain't. That's just what it is. A lot of women in Black America can't do better than what they currently in. The numbers aren't in their favor. There's 2 million more men than they are, and most dudes of other races ain't going to be fucking with them like that. That's just the truth. There's a reason for why Black women in America can't do a lot better. Number one is, from what most guys say, their preconceived attitude. They're already coming to the table with probably Black kids, so a lot of them. That takes them out of any other white man for the most part. And they're, you know, it's not even the white, but let's just say that they've been fat. If you are a Black dude in America and you want to date with the average Black woman, the average Black woman has a kid and is probably overweight. That's the average Black woman, and that's more the case than white America. Here's the thing. If you are a dude and you have a big white girl, you have a better chance of that white girl losing weight than the Black girl losing weight. I'm going to say it again. That white woman is going to, if you talk to her about losing weight and you're too fat, that white woman is going to go, is more likely to work on it. All right? Now, let's talk about the white woman and the attractive Black woman. The attractive Black woman with a nice body and the average Black man, that Black man, okay, the average good-looking Black women are very particular. Black women who are really good-looking are good-looking 7 or above. They're not looking to date a nigga that's not a 7. See, Black women in America is a little bit different than that. You know what I mean? Hold on a second, Big B, once you're out, I will ask in a minute. Thank you for the super chat. Black women in America, LAR, they want a nigga that looks good themselves. And even if they fuck with a nigga that's less better looking than them, they still have a type that they desire. This is usually true. The brother knows that if he gets, now the white woman, LAR, she's going to come to the table with some money, right? The good-looking Black woman is not going to come to the table with her money with the average nigga. She'll come to the table with some money for the average nigga that she thinks that looks good and that has better looks to her sexually. She'll do that for the most part, unless it's a pimpin' or something like that. But for the average nigga, she's not going to be able to have it his way. The white girl is going to be more submissive. She's going to be able to put more long-term money. White women in general, they're going to come to the table with more of everything than the Black women are going to come to the table with, for the most part. They're going to come with more humility, more submissiveness. They're going to bring more money to the table. They're willing to do more than we're giving than Black women are to Black men. So even if this is a fat bitch, it's white. If you're a Black dude, she can lose weight. This is how niggas look like. If he's too big, I'll get with her. She's a project chick. She'll go to the gym with me. She'll do more stuff. She'll learn to cook the foods that I like. She'll learn to see, white women are good at this. They know how to get in like that. Black women, if they look good, they want you. Oh, nigga, you need to do something for me. You know, you need to do this for me. You need to do that for me. And see, and that's the reason why big white women are winning. See, those things, I mean, I'm waiting on you to come back with that, but, all right, go ahead. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. All right, let me just say this. I want to go back to what you said. I said if a guy was asking her to do, like, cook the food, but I meant to say if he wanted to eat healthy, if he wanted to do stuff, that's true. And I'm going to say this, even if white girls grow up around black people at ghetto, it's still not the same thing. Okay, for example, when Africans try to pretend to be black Americans and do shit like we do, is it the same? Okay, so a white woman is going to be who they are no matter what they plan to be. Which typically on, in general, because there's a reason why white black men are fucking with the bottom of the barrel, white women, they continue to do it. The reason why they continue to do it is because they figure that, hey, if this is all I can get better with this big white girl. So there's a reason why. I want to talk about this also. If you are a big white girl, a lot of guys, oh, well, she's just dealing with you because you're a fetish. Okay, but is she marrying you because you're a fetish? This is what I want to say. Shout out to Arbanaka. Arbanaka, if he's still here, he came out, he hung out with me in Poland. I met his wife. His wife is Polish. I asked her while she was here, why do white women marry black men? She said, I'm gonna tell you why we married. It's because they're much nicer than the guys in our own race. So black American men are very nice. Here's the situation. Also, if you are a big white woman or a white woman who can't get the guys you want in your community, you can move up and get a much more attractive black male than you can a white male. This is, white women know that they have a little bit of a privilege. White women know, for example, I was watching this particular black male magazine, and they had these white girls with these big butts that were, you know, what would be considered thick. They were on the cover. And the white girl said, in the black community, I can get on the cover of a magazine. I could never be on the cover of Playboy. So white women know that I can't get a white guy in my community that's going to give me these things, but I can get in a more attractive black guy that's in shape, a black guy that's going to be nice to me, a black guy that's giving me more leeway. Not only do American white women know that, white women of other races know that. Let me even go back to that. Not even that. I'm talking about all women. Jamaican women know that. Nigerian women know that. African women. I don't get off topic. A lot of other communities of dudes, they beat the shit out their women. Now, some of you niggas are crazy. But for the most part, the reason why black men get more play than black women do, black men are much more nicer to their women than black women are nicer to other groups of people. That's the thing. Black men are just much nicer. So if you're a big white girl, of course you're going to be willing to date a black guy because he's going to treat you better. You know, the sex probably going to be better, and you're going to get more out of him. You know what I'm saying? These are the things that a lot of women don't want to really, really talk about. Now, good-looking black women, because we got to be honest, depending on the city. If I live in New York City, I'm a clean up. If I'm in Kampala, Uganda, you can clean up. What if you're in a place like Sacramento, California, where you have a mixture of people? You know what I'm saying? There's some good-looking black kids there, but, you know, you're in a place like Salt Lake City, Utah. If you're a fine black chick in Salt Lake City, Utah, or Minneapolis, guess what? You know you look good. Like, for example, I'm in Kampala, Uganda last month. Shout out to Ken Town, read all of them out, right? Shout out to the X1. It's chicks in Africa walking down the street that are humble as fuck. I'm talking about super fat ass thick. If they was in black America walking down the street, they would be getting approached 15 times a day. But in Africa, everybody's thick. Everybody's fine. In Brazil, everybody's fine. You know what I mean? White girls in Poland or in Germany. In America, they're 10. Over in these countries, they'll be like a 6. So what am I saying is this. Women, even white women, when they know they look good, but they have more competition. In black America, if you're a black woman and you look good, and if you're in an area where it's not a lot of good-looking black women, boom, your stock goes up. That's why a lot of niggas go to Atlanta, because it's more competition. You have areas in America like Seattle where it's not a lot of competition, and a good-looking black woman is going to be stuck the fuck up. So then where does that leave you? Okay, you gave me the number, but I'm calling you, ain't picking up. Your one-word text messages is, you know, let's go out tonight. You'd be like, all right, let's go to Applebee's. Nah, nigga, I don't eat Applebee's. How many of you niggas ever heard that shit before? Except Simple the Peak, because he never heard that before. Press 5. Okay, L.A.R. left, but he's coming back. Press 5 if you ever heard that shit. You know, you'd be like, yeah, baby, we're going to go to Sizzlers. I don't eat Sizzlers. I don't even take it a step further. How many of you have ever heard an ugly chick tell you that? I don't eat Sizzlers. I don't eat Applebee's. Press 7 if you've ever heard an ugly chick tell you that. Press 7. I don't eat that. Not me, nigga. I don't eat no motherfucking Sizzlers. I don't eat no Applebee's. I don't eat no mother. If you've ever heard an ugly chick say that, press 7. Right? How many of you have ever met a foreign chick, a white chick, an Asian chick? You say we're going to go out. You say we're going to go to Sizzlers. She say, cool. A big white girl is never going to tell don't eat golden fries. The motherfuckers are like, what? So this is what I'm saying. Now let me shout out to Super Chat real quick, man. Shout out to Brother Antoine. He says, I like him BBW style. He must be from Philly with a beard like that, man. Shout out to Tia and Tom. So black men don't like fat or dark people, but we'll still fucking impregnate them. What up? The brother wants Big Mike channel. Big Mike don't have a YouTube channel, but I can give you, email me, I'll give you his Facebook. Let me take some calls real quick, guys. Keep the likes coming up. 67 more likes we need. Let's go to O'Shea Linus. What's up, brother?
What's going on?
What's up, OG?
Hi. Just chill, man. Look here, bro. I couldn't deal with a woman. I ain't gonna say I can never do it, but I can't deal with a woman too fat, bro. Cause I'm gonna tell you why. I'm somewhat claustrophobic. So if I see a big girl with some big old arm come to put her arms around me, talking about wanting to kiss, nigga, I'm about to suffocate just thinking about it. I can't deal with that. You feel what I'm saying, man? That's too unrealistic for me. I can't. People think that's funny. They think I'm playing. But look here. I mean, it's like your head stuck between two couch pillows. Man, you can't breathe like that. I can't do it, man. And see, another thing about it. See, I'm a cold-natured person. I don't like to be a warm-natured. I don't like to be too cold. And I can't have no woman sitting up talking about, it's too hot up in here. You know fat folks can't. I'm like, you need to find you somewhere else to be then. Because I ain't finna be cold just so you can be warm. I can't deal with that, bro. Just don't make no sense to me. And another thing about, I know y'all mentioned this before. Now, when you talking about fat chicks, see, look here. I like eating healthy myself, cause I'm a little on the fat side myself, so I ain't knocking them too bad. But you can't have somebody that's sabotaging your would be good eating habit. Cause see, I got some fat folks in my family, fat females in my family, and them jokers don't be eating healthy, man. I got a sister and her daughter. They come to my house with freaking donuts and honey buns, and I'm looking at her little. I'm like, why they eating all this stuff? They asked me, did I want some? Of course I said, yeah, man, look, don't judge me. Shoot, them honey buns, and it tastes good, too. I tried to resist it, but on the way out the door, they asked me again. I'm like, yeah, God, give me that here. Man, I'm like, golly. What a brother to do. And something else I was going to say. Okay, nature, called fat, freezing. Okay. I done covered everything. I'd rather take a woman that's a little thick than a real skinny woman that got flabby skin. I don't like that, man. That don't look good. It don't feel good either. But that's just me. I'm off. Y'all have a good evening. Good night. God bless and all that good stuff.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me ask you something, ancestor.
Here you go.
No. What was it like tricking in the 1950s? Because wasn't nobody alive but you back in them times. So please take us back in history after World War II, because we know you at least 300 years old. So what was tricking like in 1951?
Look, I'll say. Tricking don't change. Only time changes,
okay.
But tricking stays the same. The currency changed, but tricking don't change. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, but before you came to America as a slave in Africa, when you was over in Nigeria as a slave, before you came over here, how was you buying pussy over there? Like with like tree leaves or branches or what? What was y'all doing? At that time, back in the motherland.
Goats and cows have always been great currency in the motherland. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Always been great currency. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You tell that woman you're bringing her a goat? Oh, man. You would need these for a good week. for a good week or two, you was in there.
Do you remember how to say it in your African dialect, or did you forget? I know you've been in America for so long, you forgot your roots and stuff. Do you remember how you say it?
Nah, I done lost all that.
Okay. Well, you know what it's like? If you get back on the bike, it's like you probably, you know, it's kind of like riding a bike. You ain't did it in a long time, but if you remember. But all right, Ancestor, anything else you want to say?
I don't know. I'm done.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We have with us an ancestor that was there. He did a lot for the black community. He fought the Civil War, almost died. He fought in World War One, World War Two. He was during segregation, and he's still with us. I don't know how his old ass is using the phone, but LAR got a little sick, man. He's been dealing with something. It's like it's a roll ball, so he's gonna come back and finish the show. But I tell you what, call into the show right now. Talk to me about this, and let me do this, man. Shout out to the brothers too, supporting us by the likes. Now 501 people. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Come on, y'all. You niggas ain't gonna give me no likes though. Is that what we doing? I see you niggas stepping in the chat for Rhonda Mary. But she not gonna let you rub them ankles. You can't even like my video. Why would she want a cheap nigga like you who can't even like the fucking video? Okay? Now, if you really want to impress her, put some big money in the super chat. You know what I mean? That might be making her be like, ooh, he's sexy. That's what I would do if I was you. I would start, Brother Caleb. Hey, Brother Caleb, I would start treasure. I would put a dollar in the super chat and be like, yeah, big baller. You know what I mean? That's what I would do. Be like, yeah, Rhonda, yeah. Look at this trick that I'm doing in the super chat, but that's just me. If it was really just, you know what I'm saying? Miss Brit K, you 280 pounds? Okay, please call in, Miss Brit K. I want to talk to you. Call into the show. Sitting in state real quick while I'm waiting on LAR movies to come back. Hold on. Go ahead, brother. You keep talking, brother. Well, I tell you who. They taking the money, give it to somebody good looking. They getting tricked on by the fat chick and taking the chicken onto the chick they really want to fuck with. Hello. What? Uh oh. Mm-hmm. Yes. What's the ME? No, he got it. Go ahead. Let me kind of get into this. And guys, let me get the super chest in a minute. Thank you. Shout out to the brothers. Let me just shout out your super chest up before I forget. Because you know I'll be forgetting a lot of shit. Army Yard, take your punk ass to bed for your wife to come, nigga. I don't want you getting in trouble. Nigga, wife. Army Yard, get off the goddamn internet.
Okay.
Tia Tan Tom. So black men don't like fat or dark chicks, but we'll still fuck them when they're pregnant. Randy Sargent, thank you, brother, for $10. Is it noble to stay with the fat one who had your back even when you're on your feet? Now, I will ask you that. Somebody got timed out, so I think it was T and Tom. Tony Davis, thank you, brother. Kayla, Comedy Hour, hilarious show. Let me just say this, right? And I'm going to use Simple for an example. Simple is a guy who just lost, I don't know, at least, like, I don't know, 40 pounds, maybe up to 100. I'm not, you know, I don't know how much he said he lost. But he was definitely big, according to him. And he said, even after pimping, he didn't have no problems, whatever. getting women that look good or whatever, all right? So let me kind of go back to this. I think when you are a guy, let's say you are, see, you can be a fat nigga with other intangibles. And now women are very variable. They are not as bright as men are in this category. Men, a woman can look, if a woman is unattractive to a nigga, it don't matter what that bitch is doing. For the most part. If she is fucked up or ugly or whatever, there's nothing that she can do. There's, you know, the nigga's gonna be like, yeah, man, I'm fucking with her because she got a good mind. Oh, I fuck with her because she's funny. She's hilarious. The nigga's be like, yeah, man, that bitch is hilarious. I believe bitch is hilarious. But it's never gonna bring out no type of sexual energy if the guy is unattracted to the woman, right? RBR, go to bed. Thank you for super chat though. Merry for liberals, you're headed for me. RB, nigga, you better get your ass off the internet before you get your ass whooped again. Let me say this, or let me say this. A guy like what's his guy's name? Rick Ross. You can be fat. If women know that you can get other women, that's what helps you out. Because women are variable. And I want to go back to what Simple the P said. It's about how you make them bitches. If she likes you. See, this is the thing. Like, very few guys have the balls or have the charisma or the skill set. I mean, if you're fat or whatever, to even have the balls to want to talk to chicks, stuff like that. Most dudes ain't gonna do that. But really, with women, if they're very variable, for certain dudes, you can be an ugly motherfucker, and a woman can like a certain. For example, there was a nigga that took my bitch. I asked him what he did. He took my bitch. I was a little mad at first, right? But this was a motherfucker that was the complete opposite of me. I'm very highly energetic. You know what I'm saying? I'm a nigga that's hella funny all the time. I'm doing hella, you know? Like, I thought that when he told me that she liked me for those reasons. But this other dude wasn't like me. He wasn't, like, necessarily good-looking or anything like that, but he was a guy that was kind of boring, whatever. But the thing that we forget about women is they like a select. They have a wider variety than we do. They have a. For us, it's, all right, bitch, either you look good or you don't. Or I'm going to just fuck you because I'm bored and, you know, for the most part, whatever. Women are more variable. They have more selection. For example, and Simple says this too. A chick could, not even know that you would be her type. But after the interaction with you, she might say, you know, you're the motherfucker I would normally not want to fuck with, but damn. Okay, shit, but I like you. I don't know why. But to go back to your point, I think in general, you are right. I think I'm talking about more of the exception than the rule. Most guys who are big, typically, unless you got money or unless you tall, because if you're a tall, big nigga, girls will like that. That can be excusable. If you are somewhat good-looking in the face and big, that will also help. So guys who are bigger and get away with it are guys who are taller guys that are big because women actually feel more protected. Guys who have an attractive face that are big and taller, those are the guys that get away with it. Short niggas who are fat, forget about it. Now, back to this point, and somebody had written down. If women okay you, it doesn't matter what you look like. If you are a nigga that bitches feel that no matter what, you got bitches. I'll give you an example. Who's this nigga, L.E.R.? Got him! Who's that dude? Melvin, right? What's his name? Okay. This motherfucker, I ain't trying to make fun of the nigga, but he was retarded. He had bitches. He ain't had no money doing that shit. But he was getting bitches, though. thing? Well, if you're welding. But let me say one last thing. Ugly niggas and fat niggas are kind of in the same boat. But again, I always talk about struggle mania. Don't be at struggle mania with your ticket. If you are ugly, nigga, you cannot afford to be fat. If you are ugly and you're short, you already are fucked up. It's already over. If you ugly, short, or fat and broke, listen to this. Ugly, short, fat, and broke. It's over. You got to change one of those struggles. Now, if you ugly, short, fat, and broke, and you're not tricking is the only way you can equalize any of these goddamn things. You're going to have to be in a life of tricking. For sure. So, that's all I had to say. Go ahead. For ladies, it's like that, but for men. Oh, yeah. If I was an ugly woman, I would just kill myself right now. Yeah. You can't overcome it. Mm-hmm.